History Con stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Our forecast, increasing clouds. We'll have late showers today, temperature in the low 60s. Periods of rain tonight, mid-40s. And tomorrow, showers and or a wet snow shower will end windy, temperature in the 40s. Friday, partly cloudy with a cold wind, 40 to 45. And it moderates on Saturday, sunny to partly cloudy with a high in the mid-50s. We'll check Pat Pagano's forecast in a few minutes. A story in the Republican American this morning. After 75 years of raising awareness about the American military and raising funds for veterans' causes, Halls Jennings Post 153 of the American Legion may be on the edge of disbanding. Adjunct Andrew Osif, who served in the Air Force, has been trying to find veterans who would step up and allow the organization to continue, but he's been unsuccessful and plans to call a meeting. He proposes a vote to cancel the post charter in May when the term is up. Quoting here, "I'm very disappointed and would like to see it continue, but unless we find someone, there's no choice," end quote. Osif went on to note that at 81 years old, he has some health issues and wants to leave the position. He noted that 46 current members, 6 are over the age of 90, 16 are older than 80, 14 are 70 or above, and several are in poor health. Quoting Osif again, "I have contacted and spoken to all local members in an attempt to keep the post active, but have had negative results," end quote. After a marathon public hearing Monday in Sandusfield on a commercial pot grower's plans, town officials have pushed their vote to next week to give the company time to produce more information. Select Board will meet again April 5th to discuss and vote on Sama Productions LLC special permit request. Board member George Riley asked for clarity on potential toxic byproducts from the company's odor control method and how solvents in the manufacturing lab will be contained so as not to pollute the air or groundwater and noise levels from exhaust fans. Riley also asked for more detailed contact information for the company's partners and assurances that a deed restriction on Sam's property is lifted. Hospitalizations for COVID-19 have continued to creep up across Connecticut, and more of those patients are younger, officials at Yale New Haven Health said yesterday. While the state's largest health provider has seen a 77% reduction in COVID-19 patients older than 75, it's seen a 41% increase in COVID-19 patients between 35 and 44. Quoting Clinical Chief Officer Tom Balzac, "That's staggering. Last week, we admitted and intubated a 21-year-old. We now have 6 pediatric patients, 2 in intensive care. It's hitting a much younger population much harder. We've seen an uptick in the kids. We've also seen a big uptick in 35-year-olds. I think it's the variant more than anything else." He refers to the B.1.17 variant first identified in the United Kingdom and to believe to be about 50% more infectious. Currently, 44 of the 208 patients being treated by Yale New Haven are under the age of 45. New York state lawmakers voted this week to make New York the 15th state to legalize recreational marijuana, marking a key step in ending years of failed attempts to allow adults to purchase, grow, and use cannabis-based drugs. The legislation passed by a margin of 43 to 20 in the Senate and 100 to 49 in the Assembly, with Democrats controlling both chambers. Governor Cuomo is expected to sign the measure that creates a regulatory system to oversee the cannabis industry, spanning from massive grow operations to corner cafes allowing outdoor marijuana smoking and vaping. The state anticipates legal marijuana sales for those 21 and older would begin a year from now as it embarks on the complete and complex task of issuing cannabis business licenses while preparing to enforce a lengthy list of new marijuana statutes. The Dover Town Board has their regular meeting coming up today in Kent. Northwest Hills Recycling Advisory Committee meeting is at 10 o'clock this morning. Coming up tomorrow in Sharon, the Sharon Park and Recreation have their meeting at 6:15. Amenia Recreation Commission presents their Easter egg hunt on Saturday. Free admission 10 a.m. sharp at Beekman Park, Route 44 in Amenia. You must pre-register. AmeniaNY.myrec.com on the web. Millerton Presbyterian Church invites everybody in their community to their Easter Sunday services April 4th and their sanctuary at 58 Main Street in Millerton. Social distancing and masks will be required. The North Canaan Congregational Church will be having their Easter morning services at Hillside Cemetery, shared with the North Canaan Methodist Church. The church will continue to broadcast services live on Facebook and services are rebroadcast on the North Canaan Congregational Church YouTube channel. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 33,066.96, the NASDAQ at 13,045.39, and the S&P 500 at 3958.55. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.